Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah, it's a fun Friday with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Just Jeremy and Josh today, though. The boys are holding down the fort, having some fun. I have got something here for you guys that I am hoping brings a big old smile to your face this Friday. Josh, you don't know what I put together last night, but I'm going to play it for you here in just a second.
Okay.
But
I'm intrigued.
Before I do, there's another story out this morning, again, on the diarrhea lettuce.
Oh, no. It's
now,
a saga.
They are officially saying you got to stay away from the bagged lettuce and salad kits. A lot of sources are saying that a lot of officials are saying that could be the source of a lot of these parasites is sitting in that bagged lettuce, which I'm always leery of anyway, reading the side of those that says it's pre-washed. I don't always trust that. I still wash it.
You should.
But be careful of the lettuce out there. And now they're saying even fresh herbs like basil and cilantro have been culprits in past outbreaks, so it makes sense to be cautious of those now as well. And berries, they're saying that berries is a little farther down the list, but there could be some sort of cross-contamination somewhere, so rub your berries with a lot of water before you eat them.
So it's just everything. I mean, everything that's healthy.
Well, they say some fruits and veggies might be okay, including bananas, whole unpeeled melons, avocados.
Well, that's because they have the shell, right?
They got a shell,
like, right? Outer shell.
It's a force field. Anyway, you still should probably wash those off,
yeah,
too, in case the parasites are on the shell. And canned or frozen fruits and vegetables, probably okay.
Okay.
But anyway, the main concern is this diarrhea lettuce, the diarrhea parasite, where the diarrhea comes on unexpectedly, and it's explosive, and it can happen at any moment. And I've seen so many people talking about this online, praying that they don't get this illness because they've got stuff going on at work or their kids, camps, various things. And they're like, please don't let me get this, God, because I don't want to have the poopy pants. So I think we need to pray about this, Josh.
Okay.
And I reached out to my congregation.
Okay.
Pastor Romaine.
Okay.
Actually. And I said, Pastor, let us pray. Get it?
I love this.
Let
I know where this
pray.
Is going.
So let's all take a moment and pray.
Fold your hands.
And sing about it. Here we
Can
go.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get a bathroom?
Right now. Oh,
yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I ate me a salad, thought I was doing right. Now my stomach's testifying every day and every night. They said, eat your veggies, son, they'll put you on the way. Now the whole congregation's singing, let us pray, that we don't get diarrhea at the movie today. Oh, Lord, let us pray, that we don't get diarrhea in the all-staff meeting Monday. Have mercy. First date,
amen.
At the dentist,
amen.
And on a long elevator ride,
oh Lord, keep our stomachs peaceful, our cheeks unclenched,
and every
restroom within sprinting distance. Let us pray.
Let us pray that this parasite moves on and I
I got to give Wendy's some love because I am an ice cream slut. We've talked about this on the air. Wendy's is going to be celebrating National Ice Cream Day, which I believe is on Sunday, with Dollar Frosties.
Oh, I love when they do that.
Me too!
Okay, vanilla or chocolate?
Oh, chocolate.
Okay, thank
Don't
God,
be an idiot.
First of all.
Don't
fries
be an
or
idiot.
Frosty or no? Fries?
Well,
I'm cool with it. I hate to say it.
I'm trying to be better, so okay. No.
Okay, all right. But you don't hate
there.
The taste.
No. Okay, I've good. Done the whole dip in the fries in
good.
There. Now I'll just dip my fingers in it.
Oh,
that's
you
it.
Poor guy.
Anyway, there's all sorts of things you got to jump through to get this deal, like on their app and stuff. But once you make it happen, Dollar Frosties on Sunday from Wendy's. Today is World Emoji Day. Yay!
Happy emoji!
Eggplant peach!
Oh, okay.
Everyone around the world is celebrating today. I will say that they have 9 new emojis that are going to be released onto your phones. There's a cracked smiley face. I'm not really
what
sure.
Is that?
I guess that's like, I'm fine, but I'm not fine, maybe.
Okay.
It's like, if I don't know.
You're wearing a mask.
Quick, name one that I'll never use.
Yeah.
A net with a handle.
Okay.
Represents the process of catching or pulling something out of the digital ether.
I would never
use
that,
either.
One.
A monarch butterfly?
Okay. I thought they already had one.
It matches my tramp stamp.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. A meteor? Meteor?
Sure.
Meteor? A meteor?
Meteor.
A space rock? a pickle?
Oh, which, I think it's time. Yeah.
Control yourself. They say it's going to be mostly for people that are into pickleball. So they'll be using that. A lighthouse? It's a lighthouse.
Sure.
You're my guiding light, lighthouse. And an eraser, maybe for a situation that you'd like to erase, like a dumb text message that you sent at 2 a.m. or something, you throw the eraser up there.
I thought we had a lot of these already.
I don't know. All right. You know what? I'm a grown-up. I don't use a lot of these.
That's fair. Very valid. Yeah.
And I can't tell you enough. I've complained about this on the air. When the emojis come through on the corporate email, there is something about that that just irritates me. I'm like, this is a place of business.
It's a little childish.
I don't need smiley guy with sunglasses on, you know, letting me know my PTO is approved.
Have fun, sunglasses guy.
I don't need a thumbs up. Just say, approved. I don't like the emojis in the corporate world. And I've noticed you can just like emails now and heart them. Or do the little celebration one.
I'm okay with that.
I don't like that either.
Oh, really?
This isn't a text. This is... And a lot of times I don't catch those, so I'll go in and I'm like, why didn't so-and-so reply? Why didn't so-and-so say something about this? And then on the side, it shows that there's 15 likes that I missed.
They need to make it more obvious, for sure.
I'm sorry. I sound old right now, but it's like, this is a place of business. All right, one final thing I have for you, then I'm going to toss it to you, Josh. But,
okay.
A Labrador dog was airlifted from the tallest mountain in Scotland recently after accidentally consuming the pot weed during a family hike. I guess he wandered off and ended up like at the top of this peak.
I'm just going to go for a walk, man. I'm just going to go for a walk. And then he got up there. He's like, it's too high.
It's so high.
It's so high, bro.
So dog got into some pot weed somehow and went for a hike.
Dude was, I mean,
he went on a spiritual journey.
That's a typical Colorado Tuesday.
Anyway, the family found him. Heavy rain prevented the family from carrying down this giant dog. So they had to airlift him. They had to bring in a helicopter to airlift the stoned Labrador.
Poor guy.
Off a peak in Scotland.
I'm stoned and I'm wet.
You know, he was like, whoa.
What's happening? It's rain from the sky.
I'm sitting in the clouds.
He had a good day.
So good.
He had a good day.
All right, so off the air, Josh was teasing me that I am leading the charge in a trend with Gen Zers right now. What is this?
Dude, you're a trailblazer. You're the guy that has started this fad, right. And you are going to be so happy. So Gen Zers, they love the nostalgia, and they are finally bringing back 90s fashion in a massive way. They are now going to start bringing back the Casio wristwatch, Jeremy.
Look at this.
They have started saying that they don't like the digital watches of the new age.
So like we're the iWatches and stuff.
iWatches. We're talking the Android watches, the ones that track you wherever you go. They want to go back to the 90s. They want to start feeling like, hey, we're not being watched everywhere.
Yes.
Emphasis on watch. Here comes the Casio. And the top two sellers right now are the ones that you have. So it's the silver,
the
like
silver the, and the gold.
The silver AW1 or whatever it is, and then the gold. Yeah. And
I think
then
it's
they,
the F91W.
Yes, yes, that one, whatever. The letters and numbers, that one. And then
yes!
the third best-selling one is the calculator wristwatch.
Okay, so backstory. I have picked up these Casio watches. It's the old-school ones from the 80s and 90s. I got the silver one because I'm a retro vintage dork, so mm-hmm. I thought it would just be funny to wear it around. And then for Father's Day, my wife got me the gold Casio digital with the little button that you hold down on the side and it lights up.
And it looks good.
On my short list is I want the one with the calculator on it.
Just kidding.
That we all had
in
the
90s. Dude,
it's
like $40.
But the Z, the problem is now is that I was just kind of doing this to be silly and have these dorky watches, but now the Zers are glomming onto it and it's like, it's cool for them, you
no,
know?
But it's okay because
so now
you
it's just like I'm a poser and I'm trying hard.
Well, you can say I did it first. You were the trendsetter on this. I mean, you loved it so much. You've had these for, I will vouch, you've had them for months.
I love wearing them out.
You look good in them.
I even had a guy at the Comedy Works be like, well, that's a fancy watch. I'm like, yeah, it's a Casio.
He said fancy?
Sir, it's a
$35.
Casio. Get ready to be sweaty again today. It's another 90-degree day in the Mile High City. I was listening to the weather dork on TV there, and he was saying that over the past, he did 16 days, because we don't know what today's going to end up like, but over the past 16 days, 14 of them have been up in the mid-90s. So definitely a hot July, but then he was also like, reminder though, this is July, so kind of normal.
Should be like that, yeah.
It's going to be hot.
We just like to complain.
Yeah, we really do.
No matter what.
I'm shocked by these temperatures right now.
Really? That July is... and the summer? Okay.
Yeah, I can't believe it. So anyway, another 90-something degree day today. So
that's right.
Wear shorts to work today. Skip the pantsuit. Scored some major points with my wife last night. She came home. And she had just gotten her hairs did.
Oh.
And she went and saw a news stylist. I'm a news stylist. Hi, nice to meet you.
That's a big deal for women.
That's
a huge deal.
Thing. You know.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Switching and seeing somebody new for, you know, for the heck of it. And her hair looked phenomenal last night. Really.
What'd she do? Just cut and color?
Yes,
or?
She didn't go as blonde, but yes, cut and color.
Okay.
And, you know, she came rolling in, and I didn't even hesitate. I said, wow. Wow, I think is even the word I used. You look incredible.
Oh, good husband. Good husband points right there.
She didn't even have to say nothing to nobody. Like, wow, you look really good. And she's not going as blonde anymore.
It's the honey butter now or whatever they call it.
Well, you're a honey butter.
Well, there's platinum, right?
Yeah, that's like blonde, right? Listen to us trying to figure it out.
I don't know.
It's a darker, more natural blonde. It's a little darker underneath. It's just... It goes, this is going to sound bad, but it goes better with her age now. I don't think she's a platinum blonde anymore.
There's a pretty hard cutoff there,
I think it's time, honey, if you're listening, it's time. And I told her that last night. I was like, I like the little bit of a darker, more natural look than, you know, blonde babe.
Right in your face, yeah.
Blonde babe that is in her 20s. But she looked really good, and I didn't even hesitate. I was like, wow. So that really made her feel good last night. But, I mean, are you at the point... with your girlfriend, you guys have been together for like 6 months now or something, right?
Yeah, a little over.
Where she is always asking you, like, how do I look in this? How does my hair look? Like,
like
constantly looking for the validation of how she looks.
Thank you for bringing this up. Yes, and the funny thing about this is it is almost always with outfits. I can tell when she gets a haircut or something like that, or she has such dark hair that I can tell when she does something and switches up there.
Yeah.
But when it comes to outfits and what she wears, I've explained to her 1,000 times that I'm like pretty severely colorblind here. So when she's asking me like, hey, do you think this goes good with my skin tone? Or even her nails, Jeremy. Nails too.
Yeah.
Does it match my skin tone? Does this look good on me? I always think she looks good, but in terms of like matching an outfit together, I'm like, I have no freaking clue. I have no idea. I don't know.
Honestly,
if they go
I love
together.
Those brown pants. Well, they're green.
Exactly. And I'm like, I have no clue. And then it doesn't even matter what I tell her. This is the kicker. It does not even matter what I tell her because I will say, I love that black dress.
Yep.
And she goes, well, I like the white one better. And then
Preach
she does
it.
Her own thing.
Preach it. That is infuriating.
Infuriating.
Use your words, Jerry. As a boyfriend and as a husband.
It doesn't matter what I say.
When she holds up two outfits and you're like, damn, I love the one on the left.
Yep.
You look smoking hot in that. She's like, great. the right one it is.
Yep. And she'll come out 5 minutes later from the closet in the dress you said no to.
Don't wear that one.
And you're like, oh, okay, I guess nothing I say matters at all. Thank you very much.
Why did you even bother asking?
Don't even talk to me.
Oh, relationships.
Love you, though. Love you.
But, honey, your hair looks great.
Beautiful.
And Princess Pilot, you look hot today, too.
You do.
Yay.